How to be persuasive without sounding pushy. In a world where communication is key, the ability to persuade others without coming across as pushy or manipulative is an invaluable skill. Whether you're leading a team, selling a product, or simply trying to get your point across in a meeting, effective persuasion can make all the difference. The challenge lies in finding that sweet spot, being convincing without being overbearing, influential without being forceful. The art of persuasion has been studied for centuries, dating back to Aristotle's principles of ethos, pathos, and logos. Today, in our fast-paced, information-rich environment, the need for authentic and respectful persuasion techniques has never been greater. Studies show that the most effective persuaders are those who can influence others while maintaining trust and respect. They know how to make their case without making others feel cornered or manipulated. Understanding the psychology of persuasion. At its core, persuasion is about understanding human psychology. It's not about tricks or manipulation, but rather about connecting with others on a level that resonates with their needs, values, and desires. Dr. Robert Cialdini, in his groundbreaking work on influence, identified 6 key principles that drive human behavior: reciprocity, commitment, social proof, authority, liking, and scarcity. These principles work because they tap into fundamental aspects of human psychology: our desire to reciprocate favors, remain consistent with our commitments, follow the lead of others, respect authority, connect with people we like, and value things that are scarce. The key difference between persuasion and pushiness often lies in how these principles are applied. Persuasion respects autonomy and offers genuine value, while pushy tactics create pressure and discomfort. Effective persuaders understand that their goal isn't to force a decision, but to facilitate one, helping others see the value in a particular choice or action. Building trust and credibility, the foundation of persuasion. Trust is the currency of persuasion. Without it, even the most logical arguments or compelling offers will fall flat. Building credibility isn't something that happens overnight. It's developed through consistent actions, expertise, and authentic communication. Demonstrate expertise without flaunting it. People are naturally more inclined to be persuaded by those they view as knowledgeable. However, there's a fine line between demonstrating expertise and coming across as arrogant or condescending. Rather than simply telling people you're an expert, show them through thoughtful insights, relevant examples, and valuable information. When you genuinely understand your subject matter and can explain it clearly, your expertise speaks for itself. Remember that expertise isn't just about what you know, it's also about acknowledging what you don't know. Being honest about the limitations of your knowledge builds trust far more effectively than pretending to have all the answers. Be consistent in your words and actions. Nothing undermines credibility faster than inconsistency. When your actions contradict your words, people notice and they remember. Consistency between what you say and what you do builds trust over time, creating a foundation for persuasion. This extends to the promises you make and the commitments you keep. Research shows that following through on your word is one of the most powerful ways to build credibility, while failing to do so can permanently damage your ability to persuade. The power of active listening in persuasion. Perhaps counterintuitively, effective persuasion often begins not with speaking, but with listening. Active listening, truly focusing on understanding others rather than simply waiting for your turn to speak, creates the foundation for persuasive communication. When you listen actively, you gain crucial information about others' perspectives, concerns, and values. This intelligence allows you to tailor your approach and address what truly matters to them, rather than making assumptions or delivering a one-size-fits-all message. Ask thoughtful questions. Questions are powerful tools for persuasion when used properly. They help you understand the other person's perspective, demonstrate your interest in their thoughts, and guide them toward new realizations without pushing your views on them. Open-ended questions, those that can't be answered with a simple yes or no, are particularly valuable. They invite elaboration and deeper thinking, which can lead to new insights for both parties. Questions like, "What matters most to you about this decision?" or "How do you see this affecting your team?" encourage meaningful reflection. The key is to ask questions out of genuine curiosity rather than as a rhetorical device. People can sense when questions are merely a technique rather than a sincere attempt to understand. Reflect and validate. After listening, take time to reflect back what you've heard, showing that you genuinely understand the other person's position. This doesn't mean you necessarily agree with them, but it demonstrates respect for their perspective. Validation statements like, "I can see why you'd feel that way," or "That's a legitimate concern," acknowledge the other person's viewpoint as reasonable, even if you ultimately suggest a different approach. This validation reduces defensiveness and opens the door to persuasion. Framing your message effectively. The way you present your ideas can be as important as the ideas themselves. Framing is about presenting information in a way that highlights certain aspects while minimizing others, influencing how the message is received. Focus on benefits, not features. One of the most common mistakes in persuasion is focusing on features, what something is or does, rather than benefits, how it helps or improves someone's life. People are primarily motivated by what's in it for them, how a product, idea, or decision will solve their problems or advance their goals. Authentic persuasion means genuinely connecting your proposal to the other person's needs or values. This requires understanding what motivates them and framing your message accordingly. Use stories and examples. Humans are wired to respond to stories. A compelling narrative engages both the emotional and rational parts of the brain, making your message more memorable and impactful than abstract concepts or dry statistics. When possible, use specific examples and case studies that illustrate your points. These concrete illustrations help people visualize the benefits or consequences you are describing, making your argument more persuasive without seeming pushy. The role of body language and nonverbal communication. Research suggests that a significant portion of communication is nonverbal. Your body language, facial expressions, and tone of voice can either reinforce or undermine your verbal message. Maintain open and confident posture. Crossed arms, minimal eye contact, or a rigid posture can signal defensiveness or insecurity, undermining your persuasive efforts. Instead, aim for an open, relaxed posture that conveys confidence and approachability. Make appropriate eye contact without staring, keep your arms uncrossed when possible, and lean slightly forward to show engagement. These subtle cues signal that you are open to genuine dialogue rather than trying to force your perspective. Match your tone to your message. Your vocal tone conveys as much meaning as your words. Speaking too loudly or rapidly can come across as aggressive or anxious, while a monotone delivery suggests disinterest or lack of conviction. Aim for a warm, conversational tone that's appropriate to the context. Vary your pace and pitch naturally to emphasize important points and maintain engagement. Remember that enthusiasm is contagious. If you speak with genuine passion about your ideas, others are more likely to share your excitement. Using questions instead of statements. One of the most effective ways to be persuasive without being pushy is to replace declarative statements with thoughtful questions. When you make a statement, you're asking the other person to either accept or reject it. When you ask a question, you're inviting them to think and reach their own conclusion. For example, rather than saying this approach will save you time, you might ask, how would it affect your workflow if you could complete this process in half the time? This approach respects the other person's autonomy and engages them in the persuasion process. Effective persuaders know that questions are more powerful than assertions because they actively involve the other person in generating insights and solutions. This collaborative approach feels less pushy and often leads to stronger buy-in. The importance of timing and patience. Timing can make or break your persuasive efforts. Even the most compelling message will fall flat if delivered at the wrong moment when someone is stressed, distracted, or simply not in a receptive frame of mind. Choose the right moment. Be attentive to circumstances and emotional states. If someone is rushing to meet a deadline or dealing with a crisis, that's probably not the best time to try to persuade them about an unrelated matter. Similarly, bringing up a potentially contentious issue in a public setting may put others on the defensive. Look for moments when people are calm, receptive, and have the mental bandwidth to consider your ideas. Sometimes, this means postponing a conversation until conditions are more favorable. Give people time to process. Pushy persuaders demand immediate agreement. Effective persuaders understand that significant decisions often require reflection and consideration. After making your case, give others space to think it over. This demonstrates respect for their decision-making process and confidence in the merits of your proposal. Often, people are more likely to be persuaded when they don't feel pressured to decide on the spot. Setting appropriate boundaries while respecting others' need for space is crucial for persuasion that feels collaborative rather than coercive. Handling objections and resistance gracefully. Objections are a natural part of the persuasion process, not signs of failure. How you respond to resistance can determine whether your persuasive efforts succeed or backfire. Welcome and acknowledge concerns. When someone raises an objection or expresses skepticism, resist the urge to become defensive or dismissive. Instead, welcome their feedback as valuable information that can help you refine your approach or address legitimate concerns. Acknowledge the validity of their perspective with statements like "That's a good point," or "I understand why you'd be concerned about that." This validation helps maintain rapport and shows that you are interested in a genuine exchange of ideas, not just pushing your agenda. Address objections without becoming adversarial. The goal isn't to win against objections but to work through them collaboratively. When addressing concerns, focus on finding solutions rather than proving the other person wrong. For example, if someone objects that your proposal seems too time-consuming, you might respond, "Time is definitely a valuable resource. Let's look at how we might streamline this process to make it more efficient." This approach maintains a collaborative tone while still addressing the objection. Learning to handle rejection and objections without losing your composure is essential for maintaining relationships even when your persuasive efforts don't immediately succeed. Examples of persuasion in different contexts. Effective persuasion looks different depending on the context. Let's explore how these principles might be applied in various situations. In the workplace. When trying to persuade colleagues or superiors about a new initiative, focus on aligning your proposal with organizational goals and addressing potential concerns proactively. Use data where appropriate, but also consider the cultural and interpersonal dynamics at play. Rather than saying we need to implement this new system immediately, you might say, "I've been researching solutions to the challenges we discussed last quarter. This approach has helped similar organizations improve efficiency by 30%. Would you be interested in seeing how it might work for our team?" In personal relationships. Persuasion in personal relationships requires special sensitivity. The goal should be mutual benefit and understanding, never manipulation or control. For example, if you're trying to persuade a partner to try a new restaurant, focus on their preferences and interests. "I know you enjoy trying new cuisines, and this place has some dishes similar to the ones you liked at restaurant they enjoyed. Would you be open to giving it a try this weekend?" Common mistakes that make you sound pushy. Even with the best intentions, it's easy to slip into behaviors that come across as pushy. Being aware of these common pitfalls can help you avoid them. Talking more than listening. When you dominate the conversation, you miss crucial information about the other person's perspective and signal that you are more interested in your agenda than their needs. Aim for a balanced exchange where you listen at least as much as you speak. Using high-pressure tactics. Creating artificial urgency, using guilt, or implying negative consequences if someone doesn't agree immediately are hallmarks of pushy persuasion. These tactics might yield short-term compliance but damage trust and relationships in the long run. Dismissing concerns. Brushing aside objections or concerns with phrases like "that's not really an issue" or "you're overthinking it" invalidates the other person's perspective and creates resistance rather than openness. Repeating the same arguments. If your initial approach doesn't persuade, simply repeating your points more forcefully rarely helps. Instead, try to understand why your message isn't resonating and adapt your approach accordingly. Practical exercises to improve your persuasion skills. Like any skill, persuasive communication improves with practice. Here are some exercises to help you develop your abilities. The perspective switch. Before attempting to persuade someone, take a few minutes to write down the situation from their perspective. What are their priorities, concerns, and potential objections? How might your proposal look from their vantage point? This exercise builds empathy and helps you tailor your approach effectively. The persuasion journal. Keep a record of your persuasive interactions, both successful and unsuccessful. Note what worked, what didn't, and any insights you gained. Over time, you'll begin to see patterns and refine your approach. The feedback loop. Ask trusted colleagues or friends for honest feedback about your persuasion style. Do you come across as authentic? Do you listen well? Do you ever seem pushy? External perspectives can reveal blind spots in your communication approach. Conclusion. Truly effective persuasion isn't just about getting what you want, it's about creating value and fostering mutual understanding. The best persuaders are those who genuinely believe in what they're advocating and care about the well-being of those they're persuading. By focusing on building trust, understanding others' perspectives, communicating clearly, and respecting autonomy, you can become persuasive without being pushy. These approaches not only increase your influence but do so in a way that strengthens relationships and creates positive outcomes for everyone involved. Remember that persuasion is a journey, not a destination. Each interaction is an opportunity to refine your approach, deepen your understanding of human psychology, and develop your communication skills. With practice and patience, you can master the art of persuasion while maintaining your integrity and respecting others' agency.